Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're with David Perron on this segment of Cup of Joe, heading to Vegas. David, incredible, awesome feel-good story last year. Vegas Golden Knights. Yeah. Going to the final, you are a huge piece of that. What's it going to be like showing up there tonight and playing against your former team?
Yeah, I mean, it's always cool to play against your old team, but I think even more so with the full experience that we went through last year. Obviously, not only getting unprotected by the Blues, but getting picked by them and having a good season and kind of going through the October 1st event, kind of trying to prove everyone wrong, and not only individually, but as a team and as the years going by. And you see your teams at the top of the standings almost every week, so it's a pretty incredible feeling. It's surreal, and we followed it up in the playoffs, and we went all the way to the Cup final, and it was a great experience. And we just didn't finish it off. Washington played better than us in the final. They deserved it, and that's off to them.
You talked about the experience last year. The experience didn't get started out on the right foot a little over a year ago, that shooting. Yeah. Really quickly, where were you, and when the team finally got back together, what was the vibe like?
Yeah, some guys were down on the strip having food. We just finished playing an exhibition game. I was maybe 20 minutes away from the strip. You see it pop up on Twitter, and every minute it blew up more and more. It got bigger and bigger, and it was surreal. It was tough to describe, but I'm glad I got through it safe and sound, and the city really rallied behind kind of together as a city, but as a team we tried to do everything we could to help heal the city and kind of move forward, and the city really helped us out after.
What about that team last year stands out? What in particular about how you guys had so much success on a consistent basis?
Well, it was the bond in the room. I've never seen anything like this in my whole career. Any team I've ever been on wasn't even close. It was that good. And I think the reason why it was like that is everyone felt so important on the team. Everyone had a specific role that you had to do your best, and not only do it once, but you had to do it every single night if we wanted to have success. We knew our roster wasn't the best roster out there. Obviously, all guys left unprotected for the most part. And it was crazy, but what a great experience it was.
Tight group. Anyone in particular stand out as someone you grew really close to that season?
Yeah, I mean, I grew with so many guys. Probably, I had dinner with them the other day in St. Louis. 19 guys show up. And then, three that didn't show up. Revo played here, so we had, he came to see some of the guys here. Alex Tuck played with Sanford in Boston, and England met his agent. So basically the whole team showed up. Everyone that had came up, I was really surprised. I was really kind of humbled by that. It's great to see all the guys after only a short period of time. But we went through so much, and I would say that Marchesso, though, is still a guy that I got really close to. I saw him over the summer a bunch, and I think it's a friendship that I'm always going to have.
19 guys coming out to dinner, that's like unheard of, you know what I mean? That's crazy. Writing stuff, you can show how close you guys were. All right, Vegas, during your day off, what's something on the strip you did, an activity, a place you saw?
Well, my favorite show there is Absinthe. It's unbelievable.
What's that about?
It's just obviously it's not with the Cirque du Soleil, but it's much of the same thing. And then every act, every 10 minutes, there's a different act that come on, and it's incredible to see what they're able to do. And then this guy, Gazillionaire, comes on the stage and then basically rips the whole crowd up, and it's just hilarious, all for good fun. I saw the show 3 or 4 times. We were lucky enough to get down there. We had some connections, so it was anytime I had buddies in town, whatever, we'd go down and see it. But honestly, I also saw Adam Sandler. That was unbelievable. I saw Celine Dion as a French-Canadian. That's special to see. We met her before her show. Just things like that, it was unbelievable. Just honestly, even going to, let's say, Caesar's shops right beside Caesar's Palace, and you're like, wow, I live in the city. Is it true right now? What's going on? Because every other time I've been in Vegas, it was obviously for fun, and it wasn't really for sports. So, but we got to know the city in a different way, and that's unbelievable.
Such a cool city. You have $1,000. You're going to give it to any of your teammates to win you some money at the casino. Who are you giving it to?
Oh, that's an unbelievable good question. I would say, I don't know. I think I'm going to give it to Petro because I know he's so cheap that he's definitely not going to lose any money. So at least we're going to keep that $1,000.
All right. You got $1,000. Someone, you got to send someone to go shirt shopping for you in Vegas to spend $1,000. Who on the team are you going to send?
Who do I send? I think Gunnarsson has good style. I think obviously some of the Euros, I feel like they see the fashion come by like a year or two in advance. I remember when guys started wearing skinny jeans back in the day, yeah. And people were ripping them, and then everyone's wearing tighter pants now. So it's just the way that I think any of the Euro could do it for me.
The Euros are ahead of the game. Yeah. David, thanks for your time, buddy, and good luck tonight.
Sounds good. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.